The Ho-Chunk Proclamation is a simple one, and language preservationist Richard Mann couldn't say it better.
Ma Ho-Chunk hoit edda.
Or in English, the year of the Ho-Chunk language. Mann is fluent in his native tongue, but he's in scarce company, especially now that three Ho-Chunk language teachers and spiritual leaders have died in the past few months. Mann says that's pushed the language toward extinction in his community.
As far as speakers, you know, the ones that you will hear speaking, probably around 2%, maybe 3%. But it's a real low percentage of everybody in the nation, you know.
The Ho-Chunk are historically recognized as people of the sacred language. Tribal leaders hope the proclamation will spur members to learn and use their native language at home and the workplace. Mann says there are Ho-Chunk instructors at the Wisconsin Dells, Toma, and Black River Falls. He's also trying to set up classes to help his people reconnect to their language and themselves.
Language is a very, very important part of our being, and we have to instill this pride and knowing that you know your language and knowing that we're trying to continue what the Creator gave us long before the white man ever set foot on this earth. It's really important to them just for strength, basically.
Mann adds a German researcher fluent in Ho-Chunk is coming next month to help put together a language textbook for the nation. As urgent as things are with the tribe, Mann offers this advice for his friends.
Heizo une.
That means, take it easy. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.